This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators marched in Myanmar on Wednesday, rejecting the army's assertion that the public supported its overthrow of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and vowing they would not be cowed in their bid to end military rule. Opponents of the February 1st military coup are deeply skeptical of junta assurances given at a news conference on Tuesday that there would be a fair election and it would hand over power, even as police filed an additional charge against Suu Kyi early this week. The UN Secretary General is calling on the world's largest economies to create a task force to plan and coordinate a global COVID-19 vaccination plan. Antonio Guterres told a high-level virtual meeting of the UN Security Council on the global vaccine rollout that the G20 is well-placed to establish an emergency task force to prepare such a global vaccination plan and coordinate its implementation and financing. U.S. Secretary General, U.S. Secretary of State, that is, Antony Blinken, made his international debut on the online meeting. He said the Biden administration will work with partners to expand COVID-19 vaccine manufacturing and distribution capacity, and increase access, including to marginalized populations. Blinken also said Washington would pay more than $200 million in assessed and current obligations to the WHO by the end of this month. Funding stopped to the organization last year under the Trump administration, which did not like how the WHO handled the coronavirus pandemic. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States plans to repair and revitalize cooperation with its European allies as Washington and Beijing are seen as competing for influence in supporting vaccine distribution and post-pandemic recovery in Europe. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to speak virtually at the Munich Security Conference on Friday. Biden's speech would come after Chinese President Xi Jinping's pledge to boost imports from Central and Eastern Europe countries into the Chinese market in the coming years. Beijing's appeal to European countries came as Washington is shoring up its support, or efforts, that is, as officials describe, to revitalize core alliances and return to multilateralism. The U.S. Justice Department charged three North Korean computer programmers in a broad range of global hacks, including a scheme to steal more than $1 billion from banks and other financial institutions. John Demers, an assistant attorney general for national security, said North Korea's malicious activities are a global problem requiring global awareness, condemnation, and cooperation disruption with this indictment and related disruptions. He said the United States continues to do its part. According to the indictment, the hackers were part of a conspiracy that attempted to steal more than $1.3 billion in money and cryptocurrency from banks and companies, unleashed a sweeping ransomware campaign, and targeted Sony Pictures Entertainment in 2014 over the Hollywood movie The Interview, which depicted the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Gaza Strip received its first shipment of COVID-19 vaccines Wednesday after Israel approved its transfer through its borders. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the vaccines came from the Palestinian supplies and that he was still working to repatriate Israelis held captive in Gaza, though he did not link the issue on Wednesday's delivery. Netanyahu also said it was important to allow doses of the vaccine into Palestinian territories because the virus can easily cross into Israel, which has faced international criticism for excluding Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza from its highly successful vaccination program. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. Also, additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting via remote, VOA News.